Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Crawley. This message is by Rohan Andrew.
So this morning, what I want us to do is I want us to just flow on from the message that we heard last week from Pastor Colin Squires. And it was all about hearing God, how to hear God, how to hear the voice of God. Now, I know a number of you might not have been there last week or heard that message. I'm not really going to have time to do a recap, but I'm going to throw some scriptures out there anyway, all about connecting with God, hearing God's voice. And then what we're going to do is we're actually going to spend some time with each other. Now, at the end of Pastor Colin Squires' message, he actually said that let's get together with someone and just hear God for each other and pray for each other. And we kind of ran out of time to do that. And really, that was probably the most important part of that whole message, that we had some time to do some practical stuff. So I thought, do you know what, this week, let's not just skim over it. Let's not just carry on. Let's just pull back and let's go into some of that a bit better. And I'll give you some guidelines and stuff. We've done things like this before. We've actually done things like this before, and it's been really powerful, actually. We get into groups of like about four people, something like that, three or four people, and just take turns in just hearing God for each other. What's God saying for you? What's God saying for you? And I'll give you guidelines around that. And there's been testimonies where God has really done a deep working people just by the body of Christ getting together. You know, just further on in that scripture that I was reading in Romans, it says, "For by the grace given to me," this is Paul speaking, "I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us, to each of us." And it goes on, it talks about prophesying and serving and encouraging and all the rest of it. But we are the body of Christ, and it's not only the people up the front that God speaks through. It's all of us. He's called us to be a body. We each and every one of us is able to hear his voice and be able to share what we feel God is saying. And, you know, we talk about the gifts of the Spirit, the words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophesying and things like that. And we can go into all of those and each, you know, we can take weeks on each of those. But this morning, what I want us to do is just, I want to just encourage you for a bit. Then I just want us to have that faith that God is speaking through you, and that you can share something with someone around you. Now, there's no pressure. If you feel like, oh, I don't really know how to do that, or I don't really hear God's voice that well, or whatever, you know, don't feel like you have to do it. You just sit. And I'm going to try and get people into groups where you've got someone who can hear God and share some things around with the people around you. But just be preparing your hearts to do that. And we're going to share some stuff with each other. I'll go into a bit more detail in a minute, and then we're going to pray for each other, and then we've got communion that we're going to take as well. So just going to go through a few scriptures. So Matthew 4:4 says, Jesus answered, and this is when he was speaking with, where the devil came to tempt him. But Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." So that's the word of God. And remember, Colin was saying last week, I'm just going to call him Pastor Colin because it's just easier, but Pastor Colin was speaking last week, and he said that the first and foremost way to hear the voice of God is through the word. And that's so true, and many of us here know that you open your Bible, you begin to read your Bible, you maybe follow some sort of devotional thing or whatever, but the word of God is God's word to us, and it's the best way to hear his voice and get used to hearing his voice is through the word. But here it says, "But the man shall not live by bread alone, but every single word that comes from the mouth of God." And that, so that's prophetic, that's words of wisdom, words of knowledge, that's the word of God. It's the word in book form, but it's also the word of God when we share it. Another way Pastor Colin was talking about hearing the voice of God is through other people, and that's what we're going to focus on this morning, is other people can speak things from God to us, and you just know that that is God's word for you. He also said, last week, but we have to test every word. So in your groups, when we come to do this, just because someone says something, that doesn't necessarily mean that is definitely God speaking to you. You have to weigh those words up. You have to test the words. Does this line up with what God's already been saying to me? Does this feel right? Does this feel like this is really God? Does it line up with the word of God? And one of the things I'm going to be, one of the things I'll say it now, is that God has, when we share things with each other, there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians that says, but the one who prophesies speaks to the people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. Or other translations say edification, encouragement, and comfort. Which means when we give words from the Lord, they're to edify us, they're to encourage us, they're to strengthen us or strengthen other people around you. So we're not going to be speaking out anything negative. If it's negative, sometimes people with a prophetic gift, like someone like Jeremiah, and there's other people in this room, they may say some things from God that is very straight from God, and that it may come a little bit outside of those things. It's always going to be encouraging. It's always going to be to build the person up, but it might be a little bit more sharp and a bit more God's bringing correction. But generally for all of the rest of us, it's about being positive, it's strengthening, it's encouraging, it's comforting, it's to build up. And that's what we're going to be doing this morning. So as you're hearing from God, if it's coming out negative, it's coming out, it's going to be correctional or even directional, where it's saying you need to go over here and do this, run it by, if you really strongly feel that that's something for that person, run it by me first or Anna or one of the leaders here. Because we can also discern, is God really telling you that you need to quit your job and you need to go and move to Australia? I don't know, maybe not. We don't want to restrict God, but some of those, if you get a strong word like that, that needs to be checked, that needs to be tested before you give it to a person and tell them, go and do this. So, positive, encouraging, amen. And that's a great rule. Whenever you're giving anything to anyone, so outside of this little context that we're going to be using here, positive, encouraging, edifying, building people up, strengthening them. So we live by the words that come out of God's mouth. Revelation 3:20 says, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. If we hear the voice of God, and there's many ways to hear the voice of God, and we haven't got time to go through all of them. Go through the message from last week. It's online. It's on the Kingdom Faith YouTube page, on the Kingdom Faith website. So it's very good. And Pastor Colin took us through a whole breadth of how we can hear God's voice. But if it's first and foremost, do we want to hear God's voice? Do we want to hear His voice and share what He's saying? Do we want to just hear His voice for ourselves? Because we need to apply some faith, and you can hear His voice. John 10 that I shared this morning, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them from my hand. So we are His sheep, we are His children, and we hear His voice. And that's a faith statement. We can hear His voice. John 14 says, and this is why we can hear His voice. And some of this, there's a couple of scriptures in John I'm going to just go through. And this is talking about the Holy Spirit, that if you've given your life to the Lord, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And it says this, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. So that was Jesus talking before the Holy Spirit came to live in people. He was talking to His disciples. He was talking about, as I go, the Holy Spirit will come. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you'll realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. So that's a great understanding of the Trinity. Jesus is in the Father, We are in him and he is in us through his Spirit. And further on in John 14, it says, all this I've spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. We have all of God living inside of us. There's so much we can preach into that about being in Christ Jesus. We have the voice of God inside of us. We have his Spirit. We can discern things. We can hear things. We can pick up when he's speaking to us through circumstances. Pastor Colin was talking about just through a song on the radio or a TV program or something, just anywhere, anytime, anyhow, God can speak to us. Amen. Many of us would have, experienced that in our lives. God speaking to us, just you flick on the radio and there's someone talking and it's exactly what you needed to hear, something you've been praying about. And that's God speaking to you. But please listen to his message because he goes into more details on that. Just a couple more scriptures. Isaiah 50. The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. So that's what we're going to be doing in a minute. God has given us a tongue that is instructed by his Spirit to give a word of encouragement to someone. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. Isn't that encouraging to know that he will give us words to sustain the weary, and he awakens us morning by morning. He awakens our ears to hear, to listen like one being instructed. You can take that again as a word of faith, a scripture of faith. He wants to speak to me. He loves to speak to me. He's speaking all the time. Whether we're listening or not is the issue, but he's constantly speaking. He's always got something to say. Every day, every moment, you can tune in to his voice. It's like being, it's like a radio, the old school radio stations where you've got to tune it in to just pick up, get rid of all the static and all the other kind of noise and voices, and you just tune it in, you dial it in, and you just get that radio station you're looking for. You get that voice. And it takes time sometimes where we just need to get used to understanding what is my own voice in my head, what is the enemy's voice, what is just noise and stuff going on inside of me, and what is actually the Spirit of God? What is he saying right now? What is he speaking right now? And again, the more we're in the Word, the more we're in worship, the more we're in prayer, we start to get used to that voice, get used to that. And so, sometimes you make mistakes. Sometimes in hearing the voice of God, you may hear something and you think, oh, actually, I think God's saying this. And then you work out, actually, no, that's not right. God wasn't really saying that. And you get used to his voice. How does he speak? What is his heart for me? What does it feel like when he speaks to me? And I think we hear God's voice more than we think. I think I was sharing that with Lee the other day. In some of our groups where we've just in our freedom group when we're talking to each other and sharing things and testimonies, that we share things like, yeah, we feel like God said this to me or God said that to me. Or we actually did that exercise last week, didn't we? We got in twos and we actually said to each other, what, share something that you feel like God's been saying to you. And I feel like it can be, you can get into a flow and you can get used to hearing his voice. And that's actually how he wants us to live. He's put his Holy Spirit inside of us, and he wants us to be in that communion with him all day, as we're at the workplace, as we're at home with children, as we're, you know, whatever we're doing. He wants us to be in that communion place, that place of intimacy. And that's one thing I'll just finish on. Intimacy is the best way to hear the voice of God. Spending time in worship, in the Word, just spending that time with God, closeness with him. You got to get close to hear him clearly. Amen. So let's jump into this, okay? So let's get into groups of like three or four. And I just want to Maybe if you're with family, you might want to just go off and be with someone else, husbands and wives. You know, I'm not trying to separate you, but, you know, just you might want to be with someone else just so that, you know, you're just in a more freeing place to hear God and all of that. I want to dot some people around the room so that if you're new here today, obviously if you're new, you're not even a Christian here today, don't feel like you've got to participate in trying to hear God for someone else. But I want to make sure you've got someone with you that knows how to hear God and can share some stuff with you. Positive, being positive. And what I want us to do is just take a moment. So if we're in a group of three, focus on one person and the other two, just share what you feel God might be saying to that person. And that person can confirm what you're saying. They could say, okay, yeah, that sounds like that's God. And yeah, I receive that. Or they might, the person, if someone's giving you a word, you might just say, oh, I'm not sure if that's actually right for me. But just be honest. It's fine. We're all learning. You can make mistakes. It's okay. But we just want to make sure we're testing words. So positive, we're not doing strong directional stuff this morning. And then, so two of you give a word to one person, then take it in turns and go around. And then after you've done that, I want you to pray for each other. So maybe there's some things that were said, or just if nothing was said that really impacted you or whatever, then just ask what their prayer need is and just pray for each other, okay? So just take some time for everyone in that group to have been prayed for and go from there. So we're just going to take communion this morning. And by the way, if you haven't given your life to the Lord, please don't take communion because it's for believers to take. But if you've given your life to the Lord, feel free to take communion. And parents, if you want to take communion with your children, so after the meeting, if the teens come back in, children come in, if you'd like to take communion with them, feel free. I'm sure there'll be still some bread and some juice left to go through. Yet left to use. So as we take communion this morning, I just believe that this communion is maybe some things that you've shared. I don't know if you've got time, got round to sharing things that are going on in your lives or whatever you might have been praying to, but let's take this moment to be like, this can be an end to some of those things. If there's stuff going on, if there's things that we need to see God break through in our lives for, if there's something we need to see happen, let's take this cup and this bread to say, Father, we thank you for a resolution in those areas of our lives. Amen. So the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So Father God, we thank you, and just thank him as you take the bread. Father, we thank you for your body that was given to us. We thank you for what you did for us on the cross. We thank you that this is health to our bodies. This is health to our households. This is health to our children. This is life to marriages. This is life to relationships. This is life to whatever, our finances, whatever we need to see breakthrough in. Father, we thank you for your life of the body that you gave for us. And we take it as a body. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So, Father God, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for the shedding of your blood, for the remission of our sins, for the cleansing of our lives. Father, we thank you for the power of your blood that flows through us and in us, especially as we take this, Lord. We thank you that that blood gets deep down inside of us. It joins us together with our brothers and sisters, and it joins us together with you. Father, we thank you for resolution to issues, to problems, to things that are going on in and around our lives. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you.
For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.